Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at Maryland Public Television.
Sure. Hi, this is Sarah Sampson, and I'm a senior producer at Maryland Public Television.
Yeah, and we're talking because this week kicks off a cool series here on MPT. It's Chesapeake Bay Week, and it runs, well, I technically it kicked off yesterday, April 21st, with some, best of stuff that's aired before, but all the new stuff content kicks off tonight, Monday, through the 27th. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
So this is actually the 20th anniversary of Chesapeake Bay Week. So this is a week of programming that we put on where we're celebrating the Bay. It always coincides with Earth Week. Tonight we've got some programs that we're really excited about. Starting at 8 o'clock, we have a show called Racing Rivals, Log Canoes of Chesapeake Bay. And this is something, have you ever heard of a log canoe?
Yeah, describe what it is. Yeah, visually paint a picture for the radio here.
Yeah, sure. So a lot of people, when they hear the term log canoe, they think of just a dugout, a really simple dugout canoe. But in terms of sailing and racing on the Chesapeake Bay, log canoes are actually these, as one sailor described them, highly complex racing machines. These are boats that have evolved from oystermen's boats over 100 years ago. And the oystermen used to go out on the water and being competitive, they would start racing these oystering boats. And as they started racing, they started adding more and more sail. So the sails got really, really big. And they don't really have a whole lot of ballast. So what they would do is they started adding crew members to actually balance out the boat. And so I'll try to paint a picture for you, but it's really something that you kind of just have to see to really get it.
You got to tune in to see it, everybody.
You
Tune
gotta
in
tune in to
tonight.
see it.
Yeah.
Exactly. But they have these boards, and they have crew members out over the water on these boards, maybe 12 people that are there balancing out the boat. And so as the wind changes, they all grab their boards and they pull them into the boat and they switch them to the other side and they all scramble out to to the other side to kind of balance the boat as the wind conditions change. So it's a really intense competition. If you tune into this program, you'll get to meet some of the characters that race these boats in weekend regattas that restore them because these boats are still like 100 years old.
Sure. So that's it. So that's at 8 p.m. And then after that at 9:30 is Eroding History. Tell me what that's about.
Eroding History, we're also really excited about, and it tells the story of two different Black communities on Maryland's Deal Island Peninsula. And they're basically losing their land and their history because of the intersection between racism and climate change. Historically, Black people have been sort of put on the lowest land because it was the only land that was available to them historically. And usually this is land that was on the edge, the water's edge. So now on the Eastern Shore, with climate change, the sea levels are rising and that land is disappearing. So it's a really powerful program. I think one image that stands out to me is you actually see these cemeteries that are essentially floating because of sea level rise at these communities. So that's another one that we really encourage people to check out.
Yikes. Wow, that does sound powerful. Okay, well, that's two great ones for for Monday night. How about tomorrow night, Tuesday, April 23rd? What is the Chesapeake Bay Summit 2024 course correction about?
So the Chesapeake Bay Summit is something that we do here at MPT. We've done in the past, and it's a really special program because it's the only program of its type that brings together experts from all areas of the Chesapeake Bay. So we bring together scientists, we bring together researchers, advocates, farmers, watermen, all of these people. We bring them together in one room and we talk about issues regarding cleanup of the Chesapeake Bay. And so this year's topic is talking about goals. This year's topic, we're talking about 2025, which was a deadline that was set to reach certain cleanup goals, and we're not going to reach them. The Bay, progress, there's been some progress made, but not nearly enough. And so this is called the Chesapeake Bay Summit course correction because, we're looking ahead. Okay, how are we going to change course? And, you know, I think one of the big questions is, when we talk about restoration, you know, what is that going to look like? It's, you know, I think we have to accept that the bay is never going to be what it was a couple hundred years ago. And so, you know, that's what this conversation is all about.
Awesome. Well, that's night two. That's Tuesday night. And then for Wednesday, I see, at least on my list, I see four different programs for Wednesday. So let's start with the 7 p.m. showing of A River Called Home. Tell us about that.
Yeah, A River Called Home is a great program that details a journey down the James River. And, you know, along the way, it talks about the environment of the James River. And it's a journey that several women make from, you know, the mouth of the James all the way down to the Chesapeake Bay. And so viewers sort of come along and, you know, get sort of a firsthand look at the river.
Awesome. And then right after that, it's A Passion for Oysters at 7:30 p.m. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Passion for Oysters is a great 45-minute program that talks about the history of oysters in Maryland. And, you know, there's so much tied up in oysters. I mean, they're a really, you know, sort of a simple creature when you look at them. But, you know, here in Maryland, they have so much to do with the environment, with the economy, and even just sort of the, you know, the sense of being a Marylander. You know, we all love to eat oysters, or many of us love to eat oysters. And, you know, they're really just sort of a quintessential part of the Maryland and Chesapeake Bay experience. And so this show just talks about, you know, what oysters mean to us and, you know, goes through some of the fraught history of the oyster. And it looks at, you know, oyster restoration efforts and what's ahead.
Great. Yes. I love a good fried oyster sandwich. It's so good. All right.
Who doesn't?
8:30 p.m. Salted Earth. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Salted Earth is another one about climate change and sea level rise. And, you know, it's another really powerful program that takes a look at climate change and sea level rise and the impacts that, you know, that is having and will have on this region.
Great, great. And then closing it out Wednesday night at 8:50 p.m. is Rob and the Litter Bug. That's a funny title, but it's a Maryland filmmaker, Rob Simmons. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that one's, it's really cute. It's a short, but it's, yeah, it's Rob and the Litter Buggy. And it's basically about a guy, Rob. So he's, you know, he's produced it and he's starring in it. Where he decides, you know, what happens if I go out with my litter buggy and, you know, try to clean up all the trash along this rural road that that he lives on.
Oh, that will be it's short, but it'll be impactful. It'll inspire other people maybe to do that and pick up the litter in their areas. All right, cool. And then moving, I guess, so there's nothing on Thursday the 25th, right? We skip a day.
So we have other Bay programming. So Thursday is actually packed with Chesapeake Bay programming. But these are shows that have aired in the past, but they're extremely popular. So the list
I have is the new original ones. So you're saying Thursday is, am I missing other ones in between as we've been talking, or like, are there other pre-aired ones?
So there's a lot. I mean, I don't even know that we could even talk about them all.
To be quite honest, this is already like way more than I actually need, but I'll just do it as we're highlighting. I'll say these are the new premieres you can watch. And then I'll also mention that in between all these premieres, there's like previously aired stuff in between, you know, check your local listings or whatever.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Thursday we should talk about though, because Thursday is something that we call our Eaten block. And it's because we have these specials that we've produced in the past. They're about eating crabs, eating crab cakes, eating the Chesapeake. And this is every year, this has been our most popular block of Chesapeake Bay Week programming, because, you know, like we talked about before with oysters, I mean, eating the seafood of the Chesapeake Bay is, you know, something that so many Marylanders, you know, just that they love to do, something that so many Marylanders love to do. So our newer program, this premiered last year, but is airing again this year, is Eatin' Blue Catfish, which, if anybody's familiar with the invasive blue catfish in the Chesapeake Bay, they're everywhere. This newer special is about eating these invasive creatures so that the idea would be that it would sort of help balance out the ecology of the bay. If enough people eat them, then, you know, they won't cause as much of a problem.
Great. Well, everyone check that out and maybe watch it before dinner because you'll be hungry. You'll know what to get after you watch it. All right, cool. And then Friday, the 26th at 7:30 p.m., Reviving the Forgotten River. What's that?
Reviving the Forgotten River is a documentary about the Anacostia River, which has been extremely polluted. And this is about sort of the progress that's been made in the Anacostia River. And, you know, this is a river that historically has had very high levels of pollution. But, you know, now we're seeing, you know, some improvement. And so this is sort of, you know, I would say a more uplifting documentary.
Great. So that's the last on my list, but I know the festival runs until the 27th, so which would be Saturday. So is there anything on Saturday? Is that, you know, other, you know, non-premieres but are still worth watching?
Yeah. I mean, we have programming, Chesapeake Bay Week programming on Saturday that runs from about 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. So, you know, just big picture throughout the week, we have more than 30 documentaries and specials that will air between Sunday the 21st and Saturday the 27th. And then also we have about 50 documentaries and specials that are available to stream either through the PBS app or just at mpt.org through our video player. So, you know, this is really a great week for programming, a great week for celebrating the Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, for MPT, this is great because it's been 20 years of putting on this programming, and our viewers have been responding to it for the past two decades. So we're really proud of that.
Absolutely. And let's sort of end with that, you know, final seconds, a little more on piggyback on that, on just big picture. Like, why is the Chesapeake Bay? I mean, you've been highlighting it with the series for 20 years, but why is it such an important, you know, ecological, geological, I don't know the proper word, but yeah, why is it such an important body of water for us to continue to highlight year in, year out?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when this all got started, I wasn't at MPT when this got started, but the idea behind it was, you know, what is something, you know, we're a state public television provider, you know, what is something that brings Marylanders together? And, you know, and one thing that, you know, all of us have in common, you know, or we're all impacted in some way by the Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, whether, you know, it's a place that we go swimming, you know, people go fishing, whether it's just the economic engine that it is impacting the state as a whole, the Chesapeake Bay is really something that ties Marylanders together, whether you're somebody who lives right on the edge of the bay or somebody who lives 100 miles away. It's a really important part of the state. And, you know, so we wanted to offer programming that celebrates the Bay. You know, some of these programs are nostalgic for people. Some of them are educational. Some of them are just, you know, just for fun. But, you know, this week of programming is really just about bringing Marylanders together. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And now we're really proud that, you know, the entire week is mostly Chesapeake Bay programming.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for doing this. Everyone, I invite everyone to check out Chesapeake Bay Week on Maryland Public Television now through the end of the week. So, hey, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.